When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Moving my head.
Yeah.
I'm laying it off.
Love that too.
I'm pronating.
When you're not supinating.
I'm clearing too early. I'm clearing too late. My God, my swing feels like an unfolding lawn chair. I look like a fool.
What the hell do you think you look like shooting them chili peppers up Lee Jansen's ass?
Well, we're waiting.
What is up, golf fans, and welcome back to another episode of Fairways and Dreams. This podcast is coming on Thursday, which means it's just me, not the two-man scramble. We'll have another one of those coming up next Tuesday, and today is going to be a fun one. Today is going to be one that I've been looking forward to doing, but I wanted to make sure that it was at the appropriate time, because really the golf season, it's ongoing. Of course, in terms of the professional game, us that are, you know, still waiting for full of spring to show up, and sometimes it feels like winter is still hanging around. It's not a year-round thing, but ultimately the game of golf is ongoing. And so I knew that at one point I was wanting to talk about golf movies. I love golf movies. Everyone loves golf movies. And there were rumors about a sequel coming out. There's rumors of it. Haven't heard anything official. And so that made me think maybe now's the appropriate time. Maybe now's the time to talk and rank some of the best golf movies, in my opinion. We do have a lot of news to talk about as we get closer and closer to the Masters. The Houston Open is this weekend, so we'll have everything for you in terms of gambling at the end of the podcast, and we'll have all that good stuff. But let's dive into the movie discussion. I don't know. I can't speak for everyone here. And I have had people on my two-man scramble podcast, and I've asked them what their favorite golf movie is. And it's normally one of three. But I've had people that say, I don't know, I really don't watch a lot of golf movies. I have a feeling, maybe it's just an inkling, that the majority of my listeners actually have watched these golf movies. I do believe that. Honest to goodness, believe it. So the rumors, though, in case you aren't on social media and haven't heard this, the rumors are that Happy Gilmore 2, that a script has been written and that they are talking about producing Happy Gilmore 2. Now, the other rumor and report was that this is not going to be something that will be in theaters. It's going to be like a Netflix special. So there, right away, I have some hesitations about that. But still, with Happy Gilmore 2, I figured it was a good time to take a look and rank my favorite golf movies. I want to stop for a second before I get into who made the cut and how I categorized all these things. I'm scared to death of Happy Gilmore 2. And I think it's because I like Happy Gilmore so much that I felt like it was one of those movies that, why do you want to mess with it? Why do you want to try and duplicate something which was a success, which was fun, which was well received by everyone that loves that type of movie? Not that type of movie is not for everyone. Okay. I love Adam Sandler movies, Billy Madison, even Grown Ups, all the way to Grown Ups. I love them all. I love Adam Sandler movies. My mom, my dad, they really don't like them too much, but Happy Gilmore has this cult following. Shooter McGavin is one of the best villains in a sports movie that you'll ever have. He's hysterical. He plays that role to a T. I just don't want them to mess it up. I'm afraid it's going to suck. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that Happy Gilmore 2, no matter how great the script is, that it's going to be absolutely dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. And with Carl Weathers passing away recently, there's not going to be any, you know, obviously Chubbs Peterson, but you won't have, he's already dead in the movie, but you wouldn't have any like cameos there of him speaking to Happy. I don't know. There's just too many moving parts for me. I think back to Caddyshack 2, which is not in the list of top golf movies, because I thought Caddyshack 2 was awful. I thought it was horrible. You know, yes, Chevy Chase was in that movie, but that was really it. Dan Aykroyd instead of Carl Spackler, which was played by Bill Murray in the first one. It just felt off. It just felt awful. It's the same way I felt about Major League 2 when they, and that was better than Caddyshack 2, but Major League, you can't beat that Major League. And so you try to duplicate it and it's just not as good. It was better than Caddyshack 2. Caddyshack 2 was awful. It was awful. I think I've seen it maybe one or two times in my life. Have no desire to watch it again. Not going to make the list. Caddyshack 2, no thank you. Sequels rarely ever match the first. I can only think of a handful of times that there's been any sequel that has even sniffed the quality, the script, the cast of the first. The one that comes to mind, I love some of the Rocky movies. Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4 were awesome. And they would rival the first one for me. So that's one of the rare instances there in terms of sports movies. So let's talk about these golf movies. Who made the cut? I'm going to be honest. I wanted to make sure I had all my bases covered. So I went to Google and I just searched in golf movies. I wanted to make sure I had all. There are movies that came up I didn't even know were created. I don't know where you can watch them. They've never even been on my radar. Like for instance, the movie Loopers, The Caddy's Long Walk. That was done in 2019. Had no idea. Tommy's Honor. That was in 2016. It's over 2 hours long. Never saw it. Utopia, 7 days in Utopia. No clue. Swing Away. The Phantom of the Open. The Round of Your Life in 2019. Seve, the movie. I didn't know there was a movie called Seve about Seve Ballesteros. It's only on Peacock. Probably why I didn't see it. The Caddy, The Gentleman's Game, Golf Kingdom. I could go on. You all see that. All these movies were created. I had no idea that they existed. So if I didn't see it, it's not going to be on the list. And no, I was not about to go and either pay the money or sit down and waste my time watching some of these movies, because I had seen some of these outliers. And when I say they're bad, they're bad. So I was like, okay, I could do a really long list, or I could put them into two categories. There are the gimmies, the movies that we all know are going to be on the top list. And then there's ones where, as I say, when I'm playing with friends or family, if you have a putt that's a little outside the gimme zone, there's still some meat on that bone. And those are the movies that are kind of on the fringe. They're kind of on the fringe. So let's talk about how we base this, how I looked at it in terms of criteria. There has to be some basis of criteria. This cannot just be Jeff's overarching thoughts and feelings about a specific movie. Yes, my thoughts and feelings are going to play into this, but ultimately it's going to come down to four criteria that I developed. The first is the story in and of itself. Is the story appealing? Is it fun? Is it entertaining? If it's not, you're not making the list. Next, what about realistic? Is it realistic? Is it actually realistic that whatever is happening could happen or has happened? Some of these are based on a true story. What about the cast? You have to have a good cast. You have to have a cast that has some names in it. It doesn't have to be filled and riddled with names, but it does have to have some names in it. And then lastly, is it enjoyable? Is it fun? Is it memorable? Is it something that a movie that you're going to spend 2 hours watching and say, man, I love that movie. That movie was great. I could watch that movie again. Or you're going to start quoting it. When we get to the gimmies and we talk about the most popular golf movies of all time, you will notice that, at least for me, we quote these movies all the time, on and off the golf course. So those four criteria, again, story, is it realistic, the cast, and is it enjoyable? So let's talk about the still meat on that bracket. Since we're in March Madness, we'll talk about brackets here. And those three movies, we have Bobby Jones. Jim Caviezel plays Bobby Jones in that movie, Bobby Jones. And I saw that one. Wasn't bad. It was not bad. And for those that don't know, The Stroke of Genius, Bobby Jones' The Stroke of Genius, was done in 2004. Next, we go to a movie, The Squeeze. Now, The Squeeze was in 2015. Shooter McGavin, the actor that plays him, is actually in that movie. It's all based in Las Vegas, and basically kind of think of like a pool shark. So if you go back to The Color of Money, back when Tom Cruise was really, really young, it's kind of like that, just on the golf course, where you have young guys that are playing for a lot of money and people that are putting money on players. Pretty good movie, actually. And then The Greatest Game Ever Played, which is obviously, you know, it's that was done in 2005. It's on Disney Plus right now if you want to watch it. A great movie about I think it's Francis Belletta is his name, if I remember correctly. Pardon me for not looking that up. I should have. But nonetheless, when I go back, The Greatest Game Ever Played is based on a true story. And it's about just a young guy who gets an opportunity to play, and he plays, and he plays well, and he wins. And I believe he wins the Open, the U.S. Open. So that's a great, great movie. Only seen it a handful of times, but nonetheless, it was good. Shia LaBeouf plays the main character as a young man. The next one, Bobby Jones, with Jim Caviezel as Bobby Jones, is a great movie. I had that second in this grouping, and The Squeeze comes in at third. So those are the ones still meat on that bone. I have those ranked there. So we take those 1, 2, and 3, and we're going to put them behind these gimmies. All right, so the gimmies. When you're talking about the gimmies, you're talking about the big-name golf movies. And I have it broken down into 4 films that I feel are the gold standard as it pertains to movies that were made about the game of golf. In no particular order, Happy Gilmore, Caddyshack, The Legend of Bagger Vance, and Tin Cup. Those 4. Now, there might be someone out there that says, oh, Jeff, you left one off. You left one off. This is my list. This is my list. You can have your own list. This is my list. All right, so how do I rank these? Again, we're following the same criteria. We're going to start with 4, and we're going to go to 1. So 4th, I have The Legend of Bagger Vance. All right, so that's a young Matt Damon, Will Smith, Charlize Theron. My gosh, she looks good in that movie. My wife would know this. She's like, if people say, well, who's your Hollywood crush? It's Charlize Theron. I think she's gorgeous, but still, I like the story here. Okay, the story of this young guy, Matt Damon, who goes off to war, and he was a great golfer, and he comes back. It's based down in the South, Savannah, Georgia, the Great Depression, all that stuff. And Will Smith kind of turns into like an angel. If you've never seen it, if you've never seen The Legend of Bagger Vance, I absolutely suggest that you do. Randolph Juna is Matt Damon's character, Bagger Vance being Will Smith. Hardy, who is the caddy, the young caddy. I showed this to my kids, and they love the movie. They walk around, and they quote it all the time, especially when Charlize Theron and Matt Damon are going back and forth. This is a really good golf movie. It's a really good story. Is it realistic? Sure. Yeah, I mean, I guess it could be. You know, you have Walter Hagen and Bobby Jones going down to Savannah to play in this tournament that is being hyped up as the tournament, the match. Bobby Jones is reportedly his last time playing competitive golf. Legend of Bagger Vance is a phenomenal movie. It deserves to be in the category of the gimmies, but it's not in the top 3. There's just something missing, and maybe it's the humor. I don't know. I love to laugh. I love it when people make me laugh. I like being around funny people, and this movie is a little bit more on the serious side in more than one way. When you're talking about Matt Damon coming back from war, when you're talking about the love interest in the love story. So there you go. So that leaves us with 3 remaining. In no particular order, Tin Cup, Caddyshack, and Happy Gilmore. This is where it gets tough. This is where it gets difficult. You got to make some tough decisions here. So for me, the 3rd. So we had 4th was Legend of Bagger Vance. 3rd is Happy Gilmore. I know there's a lot of people that might say, Jeff, Happy Gilmore is number 1 on my list. I understand it. And this is really difficult. We're splitting hairs here as it pertains to the final 3. The story of Happy Gilmore is not believable. Legend of Bagger Vance, yes, that could have happened. It was a fictional story, but it could have happened with someone that was local, that was a really talented golfer competing with some of the game's best. That could happen. Happy Gilmore being a psychotic hockey player and doesn't want to do anything other than play hockey and somehow hits a golf ball really, really far with this awkward approach and can't putt, and he has a former professional and Chubbs Peterson, Carl Weathers character that helps him out. It's a great movie and it is hysterical. And it's got a really good cast in it too. With Adam Sandler, I laugh so hard at that film, but it's not believable. It's unbelievably enjoyable in terms of the overarching. It's a great movie. I love watching that movie. but there's still something about it that doesn't have it ranked in those top two. It's not realistic. It, you know, you have the fight scene with Bob Barker. You've got the guy that's walking around with Happy Gilmore. You will not make this putt, you jackass. All that stuff is hysterical. And there's a reason why it's third, but it's not going to be in the top two. So Happy Gilmore, good cast of characters. Again, Shooter McGavin, I swear, you talk about all-time villains in sport movies, he is at the very top of the list. There is nothing cooler than when you see Shooter make a putt, toss his putter, and just shoot up. Like, that is the absolute best. It's a pinnacle. That is the pinnacle of being a villain. And then the interaction he has with Happy Gilmore and, you know, I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast. You eat pieces of shit for breakfast? Pardon my French. You all know what I'm talking about. So let's go to the top two now. So now we're in the top two. Again, Legend of Bagger Vance at four, Happy Gilmore at three. So it's between Tin Cup and Caddyshack. Between Tin Cup and Caddyshack. And if you listen to the intro of my podcast, you already know that I love the movie Tin Cup. You also heard some Caddyshack stuff in there as well. But I'm going to go with the number two, Tin Cup. So Tin Cup, Kevin Costner, Rene Russo, just a really great cast. You also have Romeo is Caddy, Cheech Marin, and then you also have Don Johnson. It's playing David Sims in the movie. It's just a great, let's look at the criteria. It's a phenomenal story. Rory McIlroy from West Texas. It's Salome, Texas. You know, the unfinished symphony that is Rory McIlroy's swing. Is it realistic? Sure, it's absolutely realistic. It could be realistic that there's a guy out there who is a teaching pro who knows he has phenomenal game, who played college golf, competitive golf, but he just can't get out of his own way. That's the story about Tin Cup. Whatever it is, it's his own ego gets in his way. It's the fact that the love interest gets him out of his game. He just can't find his way. And then he finally does. You think he finally breaks through and he qualifies for the U.S. Open. This is after the blow up where he breaks every club in his bag except the 7-iron in a qualifying round. He fired, you know, his caddy walks off on him, finally gets him back, and you think this is it. And there's a lot of people that hate the end scene of Tin Cup. They hate the 3-wood downhill over the lake. Is it realistic, that shot? If you crush a 3-wood, even if it's downhill, I don't know anyone that is putting the type of action on it that you saw in the movie where it checks again, and then starts to spin backwards and goes all the way into the lake. I don't even know if a tour pro could do that. But nonetheless, I understand that it was the movie, and then the blow up where he just keeps on, hey, again and again. And even in the final moments, even though he does have the hole out from the fairway and he still qualifies for next year's U.S. Open, I think that's how it ends. It's a great story. He gets the girl, finishes with a bang. Dave Sims lays up as he always does. This movie is unbelievably enjoyable. It's got so many one-liners in it. I could go off and just on a tangent about all the one-liners from this movie that relate to golf. You know, little chili dipper there. I mean, all of it. Tin Cup deserves to be high on this list, and it was really, really tough not putting this number one overall. But my gosh, I do love Kevin Costner. He's my favorite actor of all time, and so I have him second. So let's go to number one, process of elimination. You should know what it is. That is the quintessential golf movie, in my opinion, and that's Caddyshack. The Caddyshack is number one. And the reason why Caddyshack is number one on my list is a lot of people would say, well, Jeff, come on. You've been talking about how being realistic is an important part of having them on this list. If you're not realistic, like what are we doing? I will say this. Now, I grew up, I was not a caddy. My dad caddied at the Wheeling Country Club in Wheeling, West Virginia. They did not have caddies when I was a kid, but my brother and I both worked at the country club as cart boys, and we worked in the pro shop, and we cleaned clubs. For those of you that have been employees of a country club, even if it's super ritzy, you watch Caddyshack, and if you can't see that some of the stuff that happens there is realistic, then we didn't work at the same country club, because you have the members, whether it's the, hey, Tony, what'd they do? Die on you? Yeah, you've got the really old members that go out there and they're awful golfers. Whoa, Dolly, I'm hot today. That's a peach, hun. You've got those people. You've got the Judge Smales type. You've got the Ty Webb types who are younger and they're really good golfers, but they really just don't care. You've got the people that get drunk all the time. You've got the crazy employees, you know, like Porterhouse, who Judge Smales telling the joke during the locker room scene. These characters do exist in a country club setting. My brother and I, working at the same time at the Wheeling Country Club, could tell you parallels between these people. Who was the Ty Webb at the time? We could tell you. Who was the Porterhouse employee that worked in the back and worked on shoes? We could tell you. This movie is more realistic than you think. Now, the Al Shervicks of the world driving the car on the golf course and doing all that stuff. There are some people that are crazy like that, but it's way more realistic than you think. But you talk about memorable, you talk about a cast, Chevy Chase, Bill Murray. I mean, I could go on down the line. The story is really, really funny, and it all intertwines at the end. It's enjoyable. The one-liners that you can get from Caddyshack, whether it's Bill Murray's character holding a pitchfork up to the young caddy, telling him all about how when he was looping for the Dalai Lama himself, flowing robes, beautiful, the Lama, big hitter, you know? He told me when I died, on my deathbed, I will receive total consciousness. So I got that coming for me, which is nice. I mean, I could go on and on. I could go on and on. Caddyshack deserves to be the number one golf movie of all time for me. From start to finish, it is unbelievably funny. The one-liners, how memorable it is. I hate that there was a second one done, because it doesn't even come close to the first one in terms of how good it was and how quality it was. But there you have it. There's my list. So let's go, adding the gimmies and the still meat on that bone. The number one golf movie for me, Caddyshack. Number two, Tin Cup. Number three, Happy Gilmore. Number four, The Legend of Bagger Vance. Number five, The Greatest Game Ever Played. Number six, Bobby Jones. And number seven, The Squeeze. If you haven't seen any of those, like those still meat on the bones, I wouldn't blame you, but you might want to check them out. They're actually pretty good movies. I'd love to know what your list is. Go on social media. You can find me on Twitter or X at jhartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N _P-I-T. Tell me what your list is of your best golf movies, favorite golf movies. If you're on Instagram, you can find me at @thegolf_life. I want to hear from you. Tell me what your top golf movies are of all time. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed going back over those and figuring it out. All right. As we always do on this Thursday show, we always get you geared up for the upcoming tournament on the PGA Tour. Again, only 2 weeks until the Masters. The Houston Open is this weekend, followed by the Valero Texas Open, which is always the run-up to the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. We're going to have a lot of fun stuff for you gearing up for the Masters. I'm excited for that, and I know that all golfers out there, they are too. You hear that music, and it just kind of does something to you. So the Houston Open, what we're going to do is we always do is we give you a favorite, we give you a long shot, and then I'm going to give you a special that you might want to play. All these are via FanDuel Sportsbook, so if you want to actually dive into these odds, you can. Now, the favorite for this week, I actually had a favorite, and I had to scratch it. And the reason why was injury. I had Wyndham Clark. He was my favorite to win this tournament, coming off of a very good PGA down at TPC Sawgrass with a lipped-out putt that would have sent it to extra holes with Scottie Scheffler. He was plus 1,200. And then all of a sudden, I see on Instagram that the dude threw his back out. He threw his back out leading up to this Houston Open, and that he had to rehab a bunch and they had to work on him. He could only chip and putt when he got to Texas. And then they're doing some work on him. I was able to hit balls today. I'm sorry, as a bettor, I'm not touching that guy. So I changed it. And I looked at the field. I couldn't find anyone. Scottie Scheffler plus 270. Sure, let's go with it. I mean, he's the odds-on favorite to win. Tell me why I shouldn't have him as my favorite. I don't like to have the odds-on favorite to win as the favorite in this specific segment of my podcast, But how could I not? How could I not have him here? The dude has won back-to-back tournaments the last two times he's played. My only hesitation is the stuff with the neck. Hopefully they get that figured out and have it figured out. I don't know. So there you go. There's my favorite. The long shot for this week. There's something about Jake Knapp. Now, Jake Knapp was not playing well in the players. I think he on 18, what did he record? I think he put a 13 down on one hole. He put a bunch in the water. It was bad. But I think that he's a guy that is a long shot to win, plus 5,500 for Jake Knapp. Now, here's an interesting special. This is an interesting special bet if you want it. I like this better than I do my favorites and long shots. This is a plus 2,600 bet, folks, plus 2,600. Scottie Scheffler to win. So that's going to vibe with our favorite of Scottie Scheffler. With Will Zalatoris, Wyndham Clark, and Sahith Theegala to finish in the top 20. So the Wyndham Clark thing still gives me pause, but if he can get through this round and play, I like his chances. He was playing some really good golf heading into this tournament. So again, Scottie Scheffler's got to win, Will Zalatoris, Wyndham Clark, and Sahith Theegala to finish in the top 20. That's a plus $2,600 odd bet. So if you want to win some money, you could put a little bit down and you could win a lot if that were to come to fruition. Remember, that's including ties on that top 20. So we are going to have a lot of eyeballs on the screens this weekend as it pertains to the Houston Open. I thank every single one of you for chiming in and for being a part of this small community. It's growing. If you know someone that's a golfer in your life and they've never listened to the podcast, share the podcast with them. Just send it to them. You don't know how to do it, hit me up. I'll help you. Don't worry about it. But hey, that's been another Fairways and Dreams podcast. Again, let me know what your top golf movies are. I'd love to see them. You know, we finish out these solo shows. Be safe, be kind, and God bless. Hit them straight. We'll see you next time for a two-man scramble on Tuesday. Take it easy.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.